first and only podcast of its kind, the one-stop source for daytime news, gossip, opinions, and more. Hey, everybody, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Luke, and this week's podcast, we are discussing Vincent Irizarry on Young and the Restless as David Chow, the NAACP Awards, Sonny and Carly on General Hospital, and much, much more. Stay tuned. Lisa?
Yes.
We'll see how this goes. I've pressed record.
Yay! Oh, wait.
There you go. Folks, we started this podcast, got 30 minutes into the thing, and realized that I had not pressed record. This seems to be some sort of syndrome of mine these days. So.
And I tried to have your back, saying it was actually the equipment's fault, but you said no, it was you. So, okay.
Well, when I am at fault at something, I accept that the responsibility for it. So,
you
got to take your lumps when you got them.
But you know what? You've got to have some flaws, or you would not, you know, you'd be too perfect, and I would not be able to talk to you.
Oh, well, trust me.
There you go. See,
trust me, that is not
a... good suck up.
That is not a worry. Okay, folks.
New toy, everyone.
Lisa has a new toy. And it will be one of those things where all things are good in moderation, I have a feeling. So, oh, I see how this is going to be. So.
Okay, I'll stop. But it's really fun, guys. You should try this.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I will try to dial back next, but in a couple of our topics. The sound effects will be in effect because they are desperately needed. And you will know what I'm talking about when we get to it. So anyways, what's our first topic there, Luke?
The first topic for this evening is Vincent Irizarry on Young and the Restless. For those of you...
Cue applause.
For those of you who have not been listening to this podcast very long and or are new to it, welcome. But the history is Vincent Irizarry was canned at All My Children because that show is in spiraling the depths of Hades and in terms of, well, a whole bunch of things. And Young and the Restless was brilliant and picked him up. He's on for a 13-week stint as David Chow, who is the former lover of Carmen Mesta, who is now dead.
The dead chick.
Yeah. He's been brought onto the show to stir things up in the villainous way that only Vincent Irizarry can do. And within the first couple days, it has been such a pleasure and a joy. The fact that here is yet another reason to be watching Young and the Restless instead of having to deal...
they needed more.
I know. Instead of having to watch the drivel that we've been watching on All My Children as of late, we're getting to see the beauty of Young and the Restless once again, and it's been great. He's taken Drew to task. He shook things up. He put out the recording of the fight that Drew and Carmen got into. It's great.
Mm-hmm. And... oh, wait, I have to use this one. They went at it, and I loved it. And I love that she... I hate that Drew's being called to the carpet like this because Drew is my girl. But, wow, how hot are David Chow and Drew?
Oh, I would love to see them paired up as a couple. I think there's tons of room for that storyline to build.
I agree.
I think that right now is sort of a chem testing type thing.
The
powers that be at Young and the Restless seem to be stirring in the chemicals to see what comes out.
They're using Vincent Irizarry to do it. Oh,
imagine that. And imagine the fact that it's actually hot chemicals. I mean, David and Drew. How weird is it to have David and David again? But David and Drew are great. They play off of each other well. Here are two great actors who
are beautiful
and so deserve these type of storylines. Cannot say enough. So exciting.
And I know Drew and Neil are one of those couples that are always end up getting back together. I know that. But man, how much fun is she when she's out of Neil's orbit? Because I like Neil. I really do. Until lately, when he's lost his spine and he's been just this big weenie. And now here she is with somebody that keeps her on her toes. And of course, she's scared of him right now because of his Carmen obsession. But all he knows, hopefully, that he's not going to end up being a big bad, even though he could play that. I want him to have shades of gray. Oh, well, maybe Carmen, since she cheated on him with Neil, maybe he'll realize that she wasn't an angel, and maybe he should realize that maybe he should have more evidence before he deems somebody guilty of a crime.
Well, and in what show in daytime has had an actress on a show so long in such a great role and had her only sleep with two men? I mean...
Wow. She was engaged to that other guy for a little while, the one from Paris, when she first came back. So there's three.
Okay, three. Still, three for the length of time that actress has been on the soap.
She's just luminous. She is, Victoria Ryle. I want to know what's in her medicine cabinet, because that lady has aged beautifully. Beautifully.
Aged? She doesn't even look like she's aged.
Exactly, that's what I mean. She, you know she's aged, but she doesn't look it at all. I really want the name of her, A, plastic surgeon. I'm not saying she's had it, but if she has, I want the name of him. And B, what kind of oil of Olay does she have? Is there some kind of glow cream that she's using? She is beautiful.
She's using Glow by Chabot.
Oh, well, hopefully her face won't burn off or something, but anyways.
Well, my point is just that I think it's time for Drew to get out of the Winters family. And that this is the perfect opportunity. I mean, it's ripe with possibilities, and I'm looking forward to every moment. And if you, the listener,
Vincent has rocked it too.
And
Vincent.
If you are YNR fans who are enjoying Vincent, if you are All My Children fans or ABC fans who have always enjoyed and respected Vincent, folks, you need to write the powers that be at Young and the Restless to support him, because he's doing an amazing job. You can write Young and the Restless at Young and the Restless, attention Bill Philip Television, 7800 Beverly Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 9003. Or you can send emails to yrbb@tvc.cbs.com. And also, if you're wanting to help support him, and as I know many of you ABC fans who have been furious at how All My Children treated him, go to theyoungandtherestless.com and vote for David Chow as the new character you'd like to see more. This is an actor who deserves a contract longer than 13 weeks. This is an actor who has paid his time, and this is a show that does great things with the characters that it brings on, and it's almost the match made in heaven.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just love him. He's one of my favorite actors. Anybody that's listened to this knows that I was livid when they got rid of him on All My Children, and now I just love him. I'm so glad he's there. At least I get to see him. And at least they were smart enough to pick him up. So.
Well, speaking of livid, a whole bunch of people were livid when the whole Lily controversy took place.
That's true.
And now...
And DeVetta was shoved out, and the original portrayer was...
And now it's looking like the portrayer of Daniel, Lily's husband on the show, could be headed out.
Yes.
I don't know what to think.
Rumors are flying that I cannot pronounce his name. Do you know how to pronounce his name? Michael...
Grisaldi?
Michael...
No,
okay.
No, there's no L in it.
Grazadi. I don't know.
If he's listening to this podcast, we apologize profusely.
Because we can't read.
And listeners,
Hooked on Phonics did not work for us.
Listeners, if you are listening to this podcast and you know how it's pronounced and can send it and write it grammatically proper so that we can sound it out.
Grammatically proper.
There you go.
Yes, please.
Email us how it's pronounced so that we can pronounce it properly. Anyways, rumors are flying that he's talking about leaving the show.
Yes. From my understanding is that insiders are saying that he is telling his co-stars he's out of there. And from what I understand, people aren't very surprised.
Well, to be honest, I'm not surprised either, because let's face it, the whole Lily controversy went down. Since that happened, I mean, no matter which side you fall on, whether you're a DeVita fan, whether you're a Chrishell fan, that's beside the point at this point. He, as an actor, being stuck in the midst of that, And then as a result of that controversy, watching the character of Lily and his romance, which was one of the greatest things on the show with both actresses. Both actresses played different roles in it, but it was a great storyline. They've had great storylines as a couple. They pretty much disappeared since Crystal. Wait, I'm getting my C's confused.
Yes. Christelle Khalil.
Christelle, there we go. Ever since she came back, the writers have, I don't know, maybe they were just wanted the controversy to die down, have basically been doing absolutely nothing with them as a couple, other than supporting the
storyline.
I'm really bad with the names this evening. and granted, storyline cycle, but they were the show's hottest young couple, and all of a sudden they're practically nowhere. And instead, you are watching Colleen and Professor Corbell. You have Amber coming on with Professor Corbell. Then you also have Jana and Kevin. And all of a sudden, Lily and Daniel are nowhere to be found.
Well,
I'd be a little bit upset myself.
Well, you know, my theory on that is, and I'm not saying anything bad against either actress. I know I preferred Devetta in the role because I bought her as Drew's child. But that is nothing against Christelle. That is just me, okay? A lot of people are saying that the uproar about Devetta pushed Christelle's Lily into the background so that they can introduce her more slowly and get people used to her.
But it's not even.
And then put Daniel and Lily, back on the foreground again.
What are they, a pickle?
I know, that's what I always say. I go, Dilly pickle? Well, anyways, to put them back in the forefront again. But that hasn't happened. And here we go with the NCAA. I've been watching basketball.
NAACP Awards.
Sorry, I was watching basketball a little bit ago. So, yes, now that both of the actresses are nominated for this award, I mean,
yeah, it basically brings. Oh, I will tell you what. I will be TiVoing that episode or that award show because I want. First of all, I want to see how closely they're sitting together, and I want to see who wins because you just know. First of all, neither of those two actresses, as talented as they are, have a chance of winning.
No.
And
why don't you run down the nomination list real quick?
The nominations for actress in outstanding actress in a daytime drama are Crystal Khalil, Devetta Sherwood, Renee Goldsberry, Tracy Ross, and Yvonne Wright. Now, that list, I don't know how many of you all watch all the soaps like Lisa and I do, but of that list, hands down, if these people who are voting have watched the show.
Or even listened to buzz about the soaps.
Yeah, Renee has this award, hands down. Hands down.
I don't even think the other actresses are going to show up.
No, don't. I'm sure they'll show up.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, but I will, in addition to finding out who wins, I will be tuning in to see where these two are sitting in proximity. And
you're into the dirt. I love it.
Hey, I'm sorry, but
that's the name of the podcast, isn't it?
Dirt?
No, the name of our podcast is
Daytime Confidential.
No, this episode.
Oh, this episode. I forgot about that. This episode's title is normally titles are really hard to pick because we cover so much. So normally we go with a descriptive title. But this week's podcast, it all seemed to be quite simplified with It's War because there's everything's at war. I mean, granted, Devetta and Crystal are not necessarily at war, but
the fans are.
But the fans are.
And that controversy just now died down. And now it's going to be, especially if Devetta wins, which we won't, she probably won't. But if she
wins. If she did.
Oh, my
goodness. Oh, boy.
Wow. So it'll be war, like you said, all over again.
And for those of you who don't know, the NAACP Image Awards will air live on March 2nd on Fox. Now, if I'm not mistaken, they pre-record these shows.
I have no idea.
Like, well, I think they do because this.
Well, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. They pre-record it like a week ahead of time, which not many of them do it, but some of them do. And so it will be one of those things where we might actually find out the winners before the actual ceremony takes place. Mm-hmm. And if so, we will bring you the results before the award show actually airs.
Well, you know what I found interesting? about the actress nominations, and I know you're going to run down the actor nominations in just a second, but the actress, the actress who's won it the last, what, 5-6 years in a row, wasn't even nominated this year, and she had some pretty strong material. Victoria Rowell plays Drew on Young and the Restless, wasn't even nominated. I just found that to be very odd.
Well, and it also makes you wonder because, I mean, nothing against Yvonne Wright, but the woman has not had a storyline on Guiding Light.
Right. She's a perfectly capable actress, but she hasn't had any meat.
No, this storyline has been non-existent.
Right,
I mean,
right. So, yeah, I just was very surprised by that. But so who are the male nominees in that category?
Well, we have Antonio Sabato Jr., Brighton McClure, who plays Devon on Young and the Restless, Michael B. Jordan, who plays the long-ago Reggie Montgomery on All My Children, James Reynolds as Abe Carver, and Christoph St. John as Neil Winter. Now, of this list, if anybody's going to get this, my prediction would be Brighton McClure as Devon Hamilton.
I'm pulling for Michael B. Jordan just because All My Children is stupid and got rid of him. And he's a very talented young man. I love him. I miss him. I really want him to win just because of that. Not against any other actor because I like them all, of course. But, man, for Michael Jordan to win and All My Children go, maybe we should have gotten rid of him too.
But Michael Jordan is one of a long list of people who they've gotten rid of. I mean,
well, sure.
There's him. There's the actress who plays Danielle. They got rid of
Nisha Lynn, who has confirmed that she is done taping on All My Children. By the way, that is new this week.
And it's confirmed, and it's a travesty. It's just an absolute
another
travesty.
One. It's like, we have too many black people on the soap. We got to get rid of them.
Well,
it's crazy.
This is the Lily White Network. I mean, for all intents
stupid.
And purposes, I mean,
so
General Hospital now does not have any African American. Well, it has Epiphany.
Well,
but
Epiphany,
that's
and then the guy that was on Port Charles is coming.
Well, that's true, but they have two. And I hate to say this, but it's true about ABC shows, token characters.
Oh, I agree.
Guiding Light, but All My Children had Danielle. They never rarely used her. Ever since she slept with Josh that first time that he arrived in town, they have completely abandoned her since then. They abandoned Reggie and Danielle, which is, they had such a great potential with that couple.
Oh, I love that.
They botched Mimi's return. They got rid of the guy who played the, is it the dragon? What was his name?
Yeah.
Was it Garrett? No.
Yeah, Garrett, that's right. Have confidence in yourself.
And
you
I've always, my theory with that actor has been he was so talented. All My Children was stupid not to bring him back as a twin, like General Hospital did Lorenzo. And
right. I mean, it would have been perfect. I mean,
but
what
the
a
only,
talented actor.
One Life to Live very, very rarely uses RJ. And so basically... Basically, I mean, then they have the new guy on there who, let's face it, isn't really much of a fan favorite. But that basically leaves Epiphany, the actor who's going to play her son from Port Charles, who's returning. Let me see
Tico,
here. What his
Tico what, Wentworth?
Yes, he was on Port Charles for a while.
Oh, his eyes. I loved him on Port Charles.
But it basically leaves two African-American characters on General Hospital.
Token. Exactly like you said.
There will be one on All My Children. And One Life to Live has Evangeline, excellent actress, great character, love her, absolutely love her. They have her younger sister, Layla, which is okay in terms of fan popularity. They don't use...
Sorry.
They don't use RJ... And they have they brought on a male character that no one cares about. So
exactly.
Let's see. Each of these soaps, a combined total, there's probably a good 60 to 80 actors, and we have five of them that are African-American.
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong with this picture.
Well, this is what I say. I mean, there's no black people in the world. There's like five black people per city. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's shameful. I don't like it at all.
Well, and one can only hope that these Young and the Restless consultants, which with that show that has done such great things, will be able to take and transpose those onto the ABC soaps. And I have a feeling that is why they are actually casting the role of Stan as a major actor, because I don't think that without those consultants we would be seeing that.
Well, Kiko Ellsworth was wonderful wonderful on Port Charles. I mean, he has the best eyes in daytime. He was great, and I think that is a coup, and if they used him, if they
Well, of course
him,
they're going to use him. He's part of the mob.
No.
No,
he'll
he
be
is.
The token guy that they... Well, no, I agree. No, I meant, what I said no was, I think you were right before that he will be just the token. I do this, and he'll do it, and you'll just see him like once a week.
No.
If they actually use him outside of the mob where he like looks and you know looks at himself and goes, oh, maybe I should leave and get his own storyline and you know maybe bring back Gia or something, fabulous.
But I think what they're going to do, I don't necessarily agree with your theory on that. I think they're going to bring him back. He's going to get a front burner storyline. I think that it might
for
lead,
a minute.
Well, he'll get more than the previous versions of Stan has gotten, that's for
I hope
sure
so. I hope
but,
so. I really like him.
It will all be mob related.
And I just have to hate him. So anyways. But yeah, I think that was it's a good coup because he's a beautiful man, he's a good actor. So
well, speaking of a coup, Sonny has got landed himself quite the coup this week. He gets Carly back. Now I'm going to let you lead this part of the conversation because this was the one that you said that you thought everybody that we needed to talk about.
Well, it's Sonny and Carly are getting back together. He has kind of manipulated her into marrying him. She doesn't want to testify that she saw him shoot Lorenzo in court. And the only way that she can get out of doing that, because she's been subpoenaed, is to marry him. And he's egging it on because he wants to marry her. He wants her back and blah, 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 blah. She
you know, there's
Jax.
Something very bad about their relationship.
Yeah, it is. It's dysfunctional and it's a form of abuse. I am so sick of Sonny and Carly. It's what? Version 7.0?
99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer.
I mean, get it over with. I mean, here, Sonny. It. I'm so over it. And I'm so over Sonny and Carly. You know? She's in love with Jax. This is the first time in a long time I've liked Carly, is when she was with Jax, out of that whole mob circle. And I'm not saying get rid of the mob completely, because apparently people really like it. But come on. I'm so tired of it. You know?
Well, I don't know what to think about this whole thing. I have loved Laura Wright as Carly.
Carly.
I think she's the best one since Sarah Brown, and you can send your hotmail or your hate mail to us. I mean, I like Tamara Braun, but Sarah Brown and now Laura Wright are my two favorite versions of the character.
Well, do you like her with Sonny? Do you like Laura Wright's Carly with Sonny?
I like her when I know that she's not going to be romantically connected. I love the interaction with her and the kids in him in terms of, like, his needling her and all that kind of stuff. I don't mind that she meddles in his life because I realize that that's going to happen because they have children together. But I do not like the fact that, once again, it's all about Sonny. Why is it impossible for this show to build a strong, independent woman out of Carly? It does not make sense to me. It plays against what many of the fans would love to see. I mean, every time Carly starts to finally become a strong, independent woman and a character in of herself,
thank you.
They bring her back to Sonny.
And
almost
he drags her down back into the pit.
And this is nothing against Maurice Bernard, because Maurice Bernard is a talented actor.
Not
it's
at
just
all.
Why? I
why?
Don't
exactly.
I mean, there are so many other people who I would like to see her with. Her and Lorenzo was never fully explored. Her and Ned.
I like her with Jax.
Her and Jax. Yeah, I've been enjoying them as well. Though personally, I would prefer Alexis with Jax, but that's a whole different topic.
Wait! We've changed our minds on that.
What do you mean?
You told me a long time ago you wanted Jax and Alexis to stay just friends. Have we changed our minds on that?
Well, I've always liked their relationship in that he understands her. So.
So yes, you've changed your mind.
Apparently. Anyways.
Well, anyway.
Off the topic. But
well, it seems like Sonny doesn't really work with any other romantic pairing except for Carly. And that,
or Emily, which was the worst thing ever. I mean,
that's what I said. It seems like he doesn't work with anyone except for Carly in the writer's minds or something.
Well,
what does that say about the character of Sonny? Nothing against Maurice Bernard. It's not his fault. He's not writing the show. What does that say?
Well, it says that the writers don't know what in the hell they're
doing.
What
to do with them. Exactly. And so they fall back on the old routine. Oh, Carly's his soulmate.
And the thing is, they have had plenty of opportunities to completely rehabilitate the character of Sonny by taking him out of the mob. If they would get him out of the mob and get him out of the mob for at least a good 5 years, they could do so much in terms of character development.
Do something with character development.
But I know, I mean, it just seems like Sonny and Carly, it's like, I don't want to see them over and over and over again. And
I mean, this is part 752. This time it's personal. I'm tired of him. I'm tired of their relationship. I'm tired of his manipulating her. I mean, he's manipulating her into getting married. And even Jason doesn't like it.
And it's gotten to the point that you don't, I mean, it used to be that Ridge and Brooke were the worst couple in daytime in terms of never getting over each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten to the point, though, where Sonny and Carly, in terms of how the writers are writing them, are the worst.
Oh, I agree. 100%. I'm just over it. Nothing personal against, like I said.
Either actors.
But this writing, this same old recycling plot, I'm done.
Well, and we're done with it, but it comes back once again to the fact that this soap is incapable of writing in-depth characters, because then you have them pulling stunts like they do for every sweeps, and like the upcoming storyline.
Excellent segues. Excellent. That's the best one you've done yet.
The upcoming storyline, as first reported by our dear friend Karen at Wubs.net. If you guys are General Hospital fans and have never visited Wubs.net, stop over there.
She's fabulous.
She's got great General Hospital spoilers. If you enjoy those spoilers, drop her an email. Say thanks for them. Tell them if you've never found her or listened to her before, tell them you found them by listening to us. She first broke the story about General Hospital's decision to go with a 24, the TV show, primetime TV show, filming style, where each hour of the show is, or each episode of the show is an hour in time.
In real time.
Now, I'm not exactly...
That's perfect. Go ahead.
To me, first of all, as it is now, soaps are drug out way too long. We are going to go through an entire month of one episode. What happens to birthdays? What happens to Valentine? I mean, this is during February, so what happens to Valentine's? What happens to birthdays? How does this mean that Christmas is all of a sudden going to be 24 days later? I mean, what I'm really scared, I mean, okay, in some respects you have Guiding Light, which does Inside the Light, which who knows how many days to transpire in one of those episodes.
That's so true.
But this one, I mean, at least that time you're moving forward in time. This one you're slowing it down. I mean, I'm fully positive that General Hospital is capable of filming this and doing it really well, because if there's one thing that General Hospital does, it's spectacular stunts.
Yep. That's why they keep winning the Emmy over and over.
So you just have to know that this is going to be one of those type things. It's going to be good. We're going to like it more than likely.
We're
going to
love it.
We're
going to
love it.
I'm going to be addicted to it, I know.
I love 24. We're going to be tuning in. But the fact that we have to rely on such stunts instead of building in-depth character storylines, in-depth cross-generational storylines, concerns me.
You hit it on the head. If they would put the time and effort in developing their characters, giving them depth and mining its history that they do into these stunts, can you imagine how good this soap would be?
It would kick butt.
And it's really good now. That's the thing. I'm really enjoying it.
Well, that's because they're starting
so much
to cross
missed potential.
Well,
you know,
there's taking. I have to attribute it to the Young and the Restless consultant who's now on the show. I mean, because that's the only thing can explain it. Because that's the only thing that's changed behind the scenes.
I think her name's Kay Alden. Isn't that right?
Could be. I don't remember her name off the top of my head. But the woman appears to be implementing cross-generational storylines. Mm-hmm. I mean, Okay, in the forums, we were just discussing this week about how we're starting to finally see the cross-generational storylines. Now, unfortunately, that's going to be at the expense of the very talented Stuart Damon, who plays Alan Quartermain, who it's a travesty that he's getting killed off. But on the flip side of that, apparently the Quartermain family is going to be brought front and center, which is something that has not happened in years. And if we start to see cross-generational storylines, I never thought I would see the day where I could say that I would enjoy a scene with Sam. But Sam and Edward together is brilliant. Now, personally to me, I think that his obsession with having her have a grandkid could lead to some very interesting potential storylines in the future. But that's a great dynamic. Tracy versus Sam is a great dynamic. You have, allegedly, we have the fact that Dylan is going to return to his filmmaker roots. That's a great decision.
Yay, finally.
Thank God for that. I mean...
And take off the glasses.
Well, no kidding. Go ahead. I mean, if Sam's interaction with the Quartermains means that we will be getting more Jason with the Quartermains, that is a very good thing. Anytime we get Jason away from the mob and back into the Quartermains, it's a very good thing.
And when he blinks when he's with the Quartermains.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm sorry, that was a cheap shot. Go ahead.
It's just the point where the Quartermains are primed and ready to go. It's so sad that it's at the expense of one of the most talented actors on that show. But
right. Something had to give, and I hate saying that because I'm a big supporter of Stuart Damon.
But I don't know. But I don't see why it had to be a heritage character.
Right. It didn't have to give for him. You know, that's what their excuse will be, is what I meant by that. Their excuse will be, well, in order to do this, we had to do this. No, you didn't.
Well, and I realize that this a lot of people seem to be liking this new Spinelli kid, but I can't stand him.
A lot of people, I think he's split down the middle. I see a lot of pro and con.
I mean, the stuff that he spews in terms of what is it, Valkyrie? Was he calling Carly a Valkyrie?
Yeah.
I mean, on one hand, it's brilliant. On the other hand, it's like, oh, God. This is so bad. And why am I having to watch this when I could be watching Stuart Damon? Well, A, right. Spinelli is probably not on a contract, and B, if he is on a contract, it doesn't
he's
pay.
Much cheaper than Stuart Damon.
Oh, exactly. I mean, it's just so sad. It's so sad. But who knows?
And the thing is, General Hospital is really good right now, but you see much missed potential. It's so annoying.
It's really... there's a caveat to that. It's really good right now in comparison to 2 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
In comparison to when I first started watching in 98, even in 98, I'm a newer viewer by many standards, and that's 10 years. But even by that standard, it is nowhere where it should be.
Right.
And
that's
so
what I meant. Mm-hmm. You see all that potential right there. You see, oh, what if Bobby were here, and what if, you know, Bobby and Noah ran into each other here, and blah, blah, blah. You see so much, and you miss it, and it's so annoying. And then other times, the storytelling's actually, you know, the pacing's very good right now. So you see that, and you're enjoying that, but the missed opportunities are still there.
And what happened to Bobby?
Love General Hospital.
What happened to Bobby? What happened to Lucas? What happened to, I mean...
Who? Yeah, exactly. So now Lucas, the actor who plays Lucas, is defending his dad when he's attacked by a stalker waving a Bible. So Ben Hogeston, Drake Hogeston's son.
Yeah.
Sorry. Drake, you're the man. We love you. So.
Well, speaking of I love yous, don't you have one for a certain person celebrating 5 years on your favorite soap?
It's shout out time. Da, 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 da. We need theme music for that. Shout out. My favorite actress on daytime. I admit it. I love her.
Maybe I shouldn't ask this when you're about to say, you just said she was your favorite, but is she your more favorite than Gina?
She's, yeah, probably just a tad bit more.
Equal to?
Yeah, it depends on the day, I guess. You know, who had the better day? You know, who had the better story that day? Alicia, I'm sorry, Alicia, I always say Alicia, and that's not how you pronounce it. It's Alicia Minshew from All My Children, who plays Kendall Hart, celebrated her 5-year anniversary on All My Children.
And what a 5 years it has been.
She has made that role her own. She is a recast, as everyone knows, for Sarah Michelle Gellar, you know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She has made it her own. She has chemistry with everyone. She has, I go speechless when I talk about her because I love her so much. She's just my favorite. And Lish, if you're listening, call me. We'll do lunch. And another shout out real quick to Pooch Cafe and Pam for helping me out on my Guiding Light Roundtable discussion this week. That's just real quick. I wanted to say hi to them. But Alicia, we're proud of you. We're glad that you're still around.
You are one of the few things that makes All My Children watchable.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for just being you. So
you, the Chandler families, Zach and the Montgomerys.
Colby.
Well, I said the Chandler family.
Oh, you're including her. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when the Chandler men have their guts,
well,
I like them.
She is one of the major reasons why we
fabulous.
Keep tuning
Kendall
in.
Kendall Hart, but just, yes, exactly.
If you have any say in your contract, a little favor to ask, could you please kick Annie out of the show?
No,
I'm talking storyline, not actress, storyline. Kick her out of that penthouse, preferably off the balcony.
Well, I want Ryan and Annie, everyone out of Kendall's orbit, because Kendall and Zach need to have their own story on their own terms. I'm sick of her, the strength of that beautiful actress, having to prop other characters on the show that aren't as strong. And that's nothing against the actors. It's the writing. I'm so sick of Kendall having to be the prop that makes everybody else palatable, because she rocks the house every day she's on. So, yes, Alicia, you the woman.
Big shout out.
Love ya.
Big, big shout out. Well, right. On that note, sort of, I don't know if we call it a shout out, but we mentioned award shows a little bit ago, and when we were doing so, I forgot to segue into the Writers Guild of America announced their nominations. Now, I can understand some of these.
I am tickled because two of them I get, and two of them I just don't.
Okay.
Don't understand.
It's going to be taking. So, for those of you who don't know, the Writers Guild will be announcing this year's winners on February 11th. I'm not sure if it's televised or not. For some reason, I don't know that. I don't think that
don't
this
think
one
it is.
But the four daytime dramas nominated are As the World Turns, which, based on the first half of the year, I can understand that one.
I can too.
Young and the Restless.
Absolutely.
Absolutely understand that one. Young and the Restless, or Guiding Light, if they're basing it on the Reva cancer storyline, I can
see. And some of the Lizzie stuff.
Yeah, and the Tom Palfrey
stuff. Exactly. The hit and miss, if they're, because like the Emmys, they submit certain episodes and certain scripts. So if it depends on what they submitted, I can kind of see it.
But All My Children,
what?
Do not understand that one.
Huh?
This has got to have been one of the worst years for All My Children in recent memory.
I don't have a sound effect. I mean, it's just like, what?
Maybe silence.
I guess. Oh, yeah. That's your subtle hint. Don't hit a sound effect. I don't get that. I don't even think of, I mean, maybe Zach in the morgue with Ethan. That was a really good scene.
That's the only thing I can think of. Unless they submitted the Kate Collins stuff.
The Kate Collins. That's got to be it.
If
her
they,
and Amanda.
If they
that has to be it.
If they submitted the Kate Collins and Amanda, and if they submitted the Mardi Gras ball, I can understand
that's gotta
it.
That's got to be it. That's got to be it.
But if they have not, if they have submitted anything since the Mardi Gras ball, it makes absolutely no sense.
Because that's, it has to be Janet and Amanda, because that scene was, it was heartbreaking.
Well, it was the best thing that All My Children did all year.
Exactly. And Zach in the morgue with Ethan, that was beautiful. It was so beautiful.
And I will say this, I've never seen such a well-choreographed, kaboom, as All My Children did with that. I mean, They put General Hospital to shame in terms of that explosion. I mean, the music, the slow motion.
The slow motion with the music, was perfect. That was the best scene that they had all year, directing-wise. editing. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, is this still on my children? What happened?
So, and what's sad about it is you think about that fall, the previous fall, and you had all the Kate Collins stuff, which was excellent. The Greenlee leaving stuff, those scenes were amazing.
Zach and Kendall falling in love.
It all culminated at that Mardi Gras ball.
Yeah.
And it was almost as if when that set exploded, the entire show's writing went with it.
Right. They didn't know what to do after that. It's like they wrote up until then, and then after that they kind of didn't know what to write. They didn't know what direction to take certain things or certain characters, with Dixie coming back and then Josh being the abortion that we won't talk about. It just seemed like they didn't know what to do after that. They had it all planned out up until Janet from Another Planet. And then after she left, it kind of just...
Well, and what's so ironic about that is now, on the same week that we're discussing this, you have the news come out that Robin Mattson, who used to play Janet on All My Children, is joining the cast of As the World Turns in a recurring role as a madam named Sherry. And you have to wonder, it's like General Hospital wasted her. All My Children chose to bring Kate Collins back, which I loved her, Kate Collins as Janet. But now you're wondering, ooh, As the World Turns is going to have a character that, or an actress that can really play evil really well.
Mm-hmm.
So what does this mean for As the World Turns? And maybe, do you think it's possible that her arrival will somehow coincide with that of Austin Peck's?
Well, who cares? You know, no offense, but it's Robin Mattson. As the World Turns, yay. Thank you for recognizing the beauty and talent of this woman and bringing her on. Thank you. I don't care what she does. She can go on there and blow raspberries at the camera. I would be thrilled because I love her that much. And she's going to play a chick named Sherry, and you had a really good point. What if she's related to Iris somehow?
I would love it.
Yeah. That was a really good,
if she was Iris's sister, that would be excellent.
And, you know, be there for Gwen in a way to dig at Iris, be fabulous. So, Robin Mattson, I'm glad you're coming back to daytime. We've missed you.
Oh, we can't wait to see you. Let's hope that you have a better haircut than General Hospital gave you.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't say that. I think you're beautiful no matter what you do.
No, it was, it was nothing with her, but that haircut that General Hospital gave her was horrible.
Okay. Can we do another seg there? Can we seg out of this one?
Ooh, I hadn't thought of that, but that's actually not bad. Speaking of bad hair.
That's terrible. Go ahead. I know what you're going to say.
Speaking of bad hair, the whole Rosie, Donald Trump,
that's so terrible.
Barbara Walters things erupted again this last week.
Oh, so boring.
Rosie, it's gotten to the point where I just want Donald Trump to shut up.
I want everybody to shut up.
I mean,
what is wrong with these people? Get a life. And you know what it is. And I will say this until I die. I think this is all a ploy by all three of them to get ratings up for all their shows. Period.
It wouldn't surprise me in the least.
No. In the age of Hollywood nepotism, I'm so sick. I mean, the rumors are that Rosie jumped on Barbara when she came back from vacation, saying, you didn't publicly support me, you haven't called me, blah, blah, blah.
And
that was backstage.
And no one's denied those rumors.
And that's the very interesting thing. Nobody's denied the fact that they got into a little tiff, that Barbara didn't have her girls back, you know. And then what did Donald do after that?
He just kept going on with his diatribes.
Well, didn't he release a letter that he wrote to Rosie saying that Barbara called you a pig and she couldn't wait until you were gone, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I don't know that I don't know the part about Barbara calling him a pig, but it was couldn't wait that you were gone and things. I remember that part.
And then Barbara came back the next day in a very half-hearted manner without looking at the TV. That poor, pitiful man.
Yeah, that was the most insincere comment, but you just know that it was done in Rosie's defense.
Right. And Rosie's all, and high-fiving everybody, making a lot more out of Barbara's half-hearted defense than it merited. So it's just gotten to the point where... And then, what did Donald do? He did something else. He just keeps going on and on and on.
I don't really care about Donald. I am loving The View. I love the dynamic that is on there. I hope that Barbara keeps Rosie.
I don't see why she wouldn't, unless Rosie wants to leave.
But I don't care about Donald Trump. I've never liked The Apprentice. I think
you're not alone in that, because The Apprentice really tanked during its debut.
And he used an excuse that it was the number one in his time slot. Well, it's not hard to be the number one in your in terms of the demos that he was talking about. It was, but it's not hard to be that number one when most of everything else is repeats.
Right, spin. You know, whatever makes you sleep at night, Donald. Whatever. But you're right, Rosie on The View. While I don't enjoy really hardly anyone on The View anymore, I enjoy The View on a whole because it is gold. You never know what's going to happen. You never know.
And this next week,
fabulous. Oh.
This next week, folks, if you do not have your DVR set to The View already, you need to have them set for this week, because our favorite comedian, Kathy Griffin, is arriving on the show. And first, there was all those jokes she made about Star. Then there was the fact that she's made as part of her stand-up routine the fact that the people at The View hate her. You can only imagine what she's going to be able to do with all of this stuff, being on The View with Rosie, Trump, Star being gone, Barbara, everything. It will be must-see TV.
Oh, yeah.
Must-see.
Kathy Griffin doesn't hold back, and I love Kathy, and I am ready. I am ready.
And that's the thing. As much as we are sick of the Donald Trump stuff, I'm telling you what, watching The View has become like getting addicted to crack. I mean, you just need your daily dose of whatever it is that they're feeding you, because it's so fun to watch, and you can't tear your eyes away from the train wreck, but it's so fun to watch.
Oh, it's the best. So I have to give Barbara 2 eyebrows up for getting Rosie on the show.
Yeah, I thought that it was going to be a train wreck when it started, that the ratings would tank. I was wrong on that aspect. But I wasn't so necessarily so wrong on the ratings, or not the ratings, but the train wreck, because it is a train wreck, but boy, is it a fun one to watch.
I can't look away.
Well, and speaking of not being able to look away, folks, we have the best thing, the best week ever. We have had the best week ever, because for a long time now, Lisa and I have been talking about how much we think that the whole Zarf storyline is an over-the-top caricature, that it is ridiculous, that it's just done for shock value. Well, now our friends at bestweekever.tv have come up with their own thing covering Zarf.
Yeah. It's a calendar of daily Zarf things. It's hilarious.
If you guys have not visited this site, it's the VH1 show, The Best Week Ever, where they summarize everything from the previous week. Well, apparently someone on that staff is watching all my children, because they are now doing what they call a moment with Zarf thread, where they do everything Zarf-related, and people... It is priceless. You want to go to bestweekever.tv/tag/Zarf.
What they do is they post the most unintentionally hilarious clips from the week, like when Zarf stripped his clothes off for Josh and stated that I have a penis. Gold, people. It is gold. Then they put his great escape on there, and they make it like an Emmy awards clip. It's hilarious.
They have a 4-year consideration with really dramatic orchestra music before it. By time you're done watching it, you are in tears.
Oh,
it is so funny.
So good. And not tears like it's so emotionally moving now.
No, exactly. You're crying. You're laughing so hard.
Oh, it's brilliant. And then they have pictures, comparing pictures of Zarf.
Oh,
that
is the best thing ever. Okay, no matter what political party you're on,
who cares about that?
Who
this
cares
is all
about
humor.
That part? The pictures of those two side by
eerie.
Side are spooky.
Eerie.
Yeah, it's scary.
I wish I had like a scary music emotion sound, because it
Jaws
would be perfect
music.
Here.
What you need
or
is
like Twilight Zone.
It's literally Twilight Zone. Folks, if you have not checked this out, you definitely need to.
Best week ever. Right?
Yes. And then it's a /tag/Zarf. It's great. And I can only imagine what will come along as this storyline progresses. But folks, if you want something to brighten up your day, this is definitely the thing to be watching.
And guys, this is nothing against the transgender community, because we don't know enough. We're not educated enough on it. We're making fun of all my children at this point, okay? So don't write in saying, oh, you hate transgender people. That is not it at all. It's the over-the-top, terrible way all my children is handling it. And believe me, we're not alone in that. So go to this site. I hope that VH1 realizes that we're plugging the site and will plug us in turn. But, you know,
yeah, I doubt that's going to happen.
Oh,
but
Zarf is just, it's gold. It's comedy gold, people.
Go and
enjoy.
It's the best thing ever.
You know who I would want to you know what misting is? Mystery Science Theater, how they used to sit and make fun. I'd love
the
to
guy
hear
with
Kathy
the
Griffin
pipe
on this.
The guy with the pipe?
Yeah. Well, I would love to hear Kathy Griffin's views on Zarf. Wouldn't that be hilarious? Maybe she'll dress it on The View.
I think she's got bigger fish to fry, no
well,
pun
who cares?
Intended.
This Zarf thing, I mean, think about it. Zarf is on VH1. A soap is on VH1.
Yeah, that never happens.
It's being talked about on Fox News, on CNN, on USA Today.
And it's not all been, I mean, initially it was like, ooh, groundbreaking. The stuff since then, not so kind.
Yeah, not so kind. Nothing against Jeffrey Carlson, because I think he has the acting chops. It's
a stunt.
It's a stunt, and it's painfully obvious.
We're appreciating the stunt for what it is, as exemplified by Best Week Ever.
Thank you, Gold Writers. We love you. We love you, Best Week Ever, for making us laugh every day. So,
well,
go check out the Zarf calendar.
And God, I don't have a segue. I'm trying to think.
Oh, well, that's okay. Let's talk about birthdays.
Okay.
Speaking of having fun.
Okay.
We have 3 birthdays this week. On the
14th, shout outs to all these people.
On the 14th, James Scott, who plays the delectable E.J. Wells on Days of Our Lives.
Boy, did all my children make a mistake on getting rid of him.
Oh, can I do one? Can I do one? Way to go, all my children. Letting go of James Scott, who played Ethan, but now he plays E.J. Wells on Days of Our Lives. He turns 28. I can't believe
he's only 28.
I know.
He's only older than me by a couple months. That's really sad.
Well, you gave your age away, didn't you? I won't do that to me. On the 17th.
I think you already have.
Oh, shut up. Don't remind me that I've made a colossal mistake. Oh, on the 17th. 2 actors share that birthday. Jane Elliott, who plays the fabulous Tracy Quartermain. I'm not going to give her age away because I don't want her to shoot me. So, happy birthday, Jane. And Joseph C. Phillips, who played Justice Ward on General Hospital. Another mistake General Hospital made by killing him off. I won't give his age out either because he is too hot to be older than me. He looks younger than me.
Speaking of hot, there's a lot of ladies who agree with you on this next bit of news. Eric Winter, formerly Rex of Days, has joined the cast of ABC Family's hit show Wildfire. So if any of you guys were Days of Our Lives fans, you can check that show out. We actually have a bit of news this week. Kattie McLean, as many of you know her from As the World Turns and... Kattie McLean, from formerly of As the World Turns and now on All My Children as Dixie. She has a new MySpace page, which is for a profile for her music. If you haven't checked that out and you're on MySpace, go to myspace.com/Kattie McLean, CadyMcClain. You can hear all of her latest music.
Wait, do you hear that? Do you hear it? Do you hear the sobbing? Excuse me. Do you hear the sobbing? Do you hear the hearts breaking all over the world? Do you hear it?
No.
Oh, I do. Hearts are breaking all over the world because someone is off the market.
Oh, well, okay. We can switch to that. I was going to talk about Cassie DePaiva's CD while we were at it, but go ahead with that.
Oh, I didn't even know she had a new CD. Hey.
Yes, that's the thing. See, this is the great thing about MySpace. If you're on MySpace and you're like, and you sign up for these stars things, they send out bulletins which keep you informed on stuff.
Well, parts aren't breaking because of Cassie, because she's fabulous.
I know, but she's actually. I'm going to just finish the CD whole music thing up, and we'll move on. For those of you who are One Life to Live fans and have listened and enjoyed Cassie DePaiva's music, she has got a new CD coming out in the spring called I Want to Love You. It's going to be a bluegrassy feel type CD with 14 songs, many of which will be featured on One Life to Live. So, folks, if you watch One Life to Live, you enjoy this actress and her music, be sure to check out her official website, which I actually don't have the link, and I don't have her MySpace profile. But here's the thing, folks. I don't have it for you, but you can go to myspace.com/TVFanOnline. She's one of our friends. You click on her friend, and you can go to her profile. How's that?
She's awesome. I love her.
And while
now do you hear the heartbreaking?
Yes.
Now do you hear them?
We go from heartbreaking bluegrassy music to heartbreaking hearts.
Heartbreaking hearts. That's
there
beautiful.
There you go. I know.
You should be a poet. You should write that. Paul Layden, who plays Simon Fraser on As the World Turns, is off the market.
Oh, Nikki is weeping tears of sorrow. It was so, like, when this article came out fairly recently, but she caught it just the last day or so. It was sobbing on instant messaging. I mean, if that's possible.
Oh, Nikki, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I got you back, girl.
Yeah.
He is engaged to Estelle Andrewartha. I believe she is also from Australia. And she's a gorgeous, gorgeous woman. And they are engaged, and no date has been set.
Apparently, he proposed to her during the holiday season, so how romantic is that?
Right. It's so funny because this is his quote. I've been in the U.S. for 7 years, and finally I found a really good Aussie girl. So it took him coming to the United States to find a good Aussie girl. But yes, I know that people are weeping copiously.
Oh, this is going to be a really bad segue, so brace
yourself.
Hey, that's
okay. You're the master of it. You can make it work.
I'm the master of really bad segues now? Okay.
Make it work, baby.
Speaking of weeping.
Don't even. Are you going to that?
I think so.
Okay, go ahead.
This is a really bad segue, folks. Brace yourself. ABC Daytime salutes Broadway Cares Equity Fight AIDS.
That is a bad segue.
Hey, let's face it. There have been a lot of tears over the years from the people who have passed away because of AIDS. So, trying to salvage the segue here. But basically, it's going to be taking place on Sunday, February 25th at 7:30 p.m. At Town Hall on 123 West 43rd Street in New York City. So, if you are in the area, you enjoy, well, I'm assuming this has something to do with Broadway.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Well, I don't know if it's like, is it just performances by the actors, or is it an actual Broadway play?
No, it's performances, different Broadway songs and different like songs, excerpts and stuff from Broadway musicals that they get together, and it's a big fundraiser for the AIDS Foundation.
Well, and the list of stars on this
is impressive.
I mean, you have Jeff Branson, Justin Bruning, David Canary, Jeffrey Carlson, Bobby Eakes, Melissa Claire Egan, Colin Egglesfield, Kelly Giddish, Alexa Haven, Susan Lucci, Cameron Matheson, Katie McLean, Alicia Minshew, Eden Riegel, Chrishell Stouse, Aidan Turner, Walt Willey, Jacob Young. From One Life to Live, you have Kristen Alderson, Kathy Breyer, Cassie DePaiva, Renee Goldsberry, Catherine Hickland, Jean-Paul Lavoisier, Forbes March, Erica Slezak, Trevor St. John, and Tika Sumter. Who's that?
It's Layla.
Oh, okay. General Hospital has Scott Clifton, the incomparable Tony Geary, Kimberly McCullough, and Jason Thompson, and The View's Joy Behar will be there as well.
So you can't say Katie McLean, but you can say Jean-Paul Lavoisier.
Well, that's because that's one of those names that is so hard that I've had to force myself to memorize it.
That was really funny. Go ahead.
And with apparently special Broadway guests Mary Poppins, Ashley Brown, and Tarzan's Josh Strickland.
Who is hot.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, look him up. He's beautiful.
So, folks, if you live in the greater New York area or want to go for a great evening of entertainment and live outside of the New York area, be sure to get your tickets. Let's see here. What is the website for getting tickets? You can get them online. Here we go. Click this. It is, and it's not an easily read one either. Basically, type in Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS online tickets in Google, and it will come up.
There you go. That's brilliant. That was great. Wait, you need some applause, don't you?
And I salvaged that horrible transition. So
okay.
But while we're on the topic of ABC soap or soap events, there's also been word this past week that they are going to start doing a soaps cruise.
Oh yeah, you hear about that? Is that not hilarious? I love it.
It goes back to my point that soaps is no longer about individual soaps. It is, and it used to be individual soaps competing against each other. Now it seems like they're all coming together to basically create more of an industry, more of a mainstream industry. It used to be a niche industry, but now they're trying to take it mainstream.
Right.
And oh boy, and I don't have the link in front of me with all this other stuff with all the info on it. Do you have that?
I do.
Okay, cool. Take it away.
It is in November 15th through 19th, 2007, and it's being hosted by Cameron Matheson, who plays Ryan Lavery on All My Children, and he will be joined by Alicia Minshew, Kendall, Julie Pinson, who plays Billy on Days of Our Lives, Don Diamont, who plays Brad on The Young and the Restless, Winsor Harmon, who plays Thorn on The Bold and the Beautiful, James Scott, I need that sound effect, plays E.J. Wells on Days of Our Lives.
You can just record yourself doing it.
Ron Moss, who plays Ridge on The Bold and Beautiful, Christian J. LeBlanc, who plays Michael on The Young and Restless, Tyler Christopher, who plays Nicholas on General Hospital, and Austin Peck, who will be playing soon Brad Snyder on As the World Turns, who used to play Austin on Days of Our Lives. They will sail from Miami, Florida, to various exotic destinations such as Key West, Florida and Cancun, Mexico. Events will include a meet and greet and photo session with the stars, blah, 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 blah. The cost of the cruise is $799 for an inside cabin, $859 for an ocean view cabin.
And that's for two people.
Yeah, it says based rooms on two double people. Occupancy.
Yeah, double occupancy. So
if it's like, right, if you don't book two people, you may room with somebody you don't know. I think that's what that means, doesn't it?
Well, either that or wouldn't you just pay $800 and...
just have two people?
Yeah, well, and have your room to yourself.
Well, see, we should do that. Well, okay, TV fan online guy. Won't you pay that?
That will be one of those things where we'll have to set up a fund where the listeners donate money, because I don't have that kind of money.
Hey, maybe they'll let us do a live podcast there, you know, hook up the wireless internet in the middle of the ocean. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, but you have to have the whole podcast. I can't even talk. The whole passport ready. But you just go to www.soapcruise.com to get your information. Yes, it has its own website. Is that not great? But yeah, it looks like a great fun. And it's on my birthday. It's during my birthday. So
Not only that, but it directly follows Super Soap Weekend, which if Super Soap Weekend is in the same time frame. So, folks, you could take and go to Super Soap Weekend, have a blast there, spend the few days between the end of Super Soap Weekend and the beginning of the cruise in Florida, and then go on a cruise with your favorite soap stars from the other soaps as well. Now, if you have that kind of money to be able to spend all that time at those two events – boy, you're lucky people, first of all. But if you can do it and you go, be sure to send us your pictures and emails, because we want to be able to feature them on the blogs.
And tell Alicia that I said hi.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I'm not obsessed at all.
If they remember that, come November. But
oh, I'll remind them.
Oh, well, speaking of reminding, thank you for reminding me. We have some shout-outs that we want to do for a couple of people who have either contacted us on MySpace or have visited the forums. First of all, we'd like to give a shout-out to a new forum poster named Sudsy Kristen, who's been posting not only in the Daytime Confidential board, but in the other soap boards as well. Want to give out a shout-out to her. Yes, thank you for jumping in and getting involved. Also, we got a really nice PM from Deb on MySpace, she goes, I just found your podcast during my Christmas vacation. I downloaded a few and loved them. I'm going to download the rest. Because of work, I don't get to enjoy the shows. It helps me hear you guys discuss them and catch up when I can on SoapNet. Yes, I know I could record them, but there's just no time to watch them. Anyway, thanks again for making my day go faster and making me smile. Deb.
Aww.
I know. Aw. That is so
Thank
nice.
You.
Deb, that is a great message. We appreciate it greatly. It's nice to get emails and forum posts like that. And if you are on MySpace, folks, and you are not already our friend, we're at 180 friends. We're pushing the 200 mark. Sign up or add us to your friends list. It's at myspace.com/TVFanOnline. Add us to your friends list so we can hit that 200 mark. And I think that's pretty much it for this week.
And, you know, what a week it's been. It's just every week is so much fun doing these with you. So thank you for letting me do this with you every week.
Are you okay?
I keep having this frog in my throat. And it just will not go away. I think it's the verklempness of that beautiful email.
It could be that, or else it could be you choking up over the fact that you've had Alicia Minshew on the show for 5 years.
I just love her.
I know. Folks, you have okay. no idea what I deal with behind the scenes.
Excuse me, because Miss Rebecca Bugick?
Well, okay. Well, folks, that's it for this week. Until next week, have a great one. As always, send your emails to dc@tvfanonline.com. And so long, folks.
Bye, guys.